laughing and singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street talk to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin. Rock, rock, rockin' Robin. Oh, rockin' Robin, 'cause you're really gonna rock tonight.
Hello, my name is Aiden Peters, and I am running to be your next VP External Affairs for UMSU. My policy platform consists of three main parts, one for each of the major levels of government. Municipally, I hope to advocate for improved and more student-based transit infrastructure. This comes after a time of great upheaval for our transit system, one that has left students behind. Provincially, I hope to advocate for a tuition freeze. Currently, the province allows the university to raise tuition more and more every year, all while the cost of living is skyrocketing and students are already struggling to pay. Federally, I hope to advocate for increased student grant and aid programs. This works in collaboration with initiatives already being taken on by CASA, aka the Canadian Alliance of Student Associations. I strongly encourage you to come find me tabling around campus every day if you wish to discuss any of these policies with me. Thank you.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
For all your sports memorabilia needs, welcome to First Row.
Like we always do about this time.
FirstRow.ca, Canada's online collectible store. Sports cards? We got them. NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL. Autographs, action figures, comic books, and wrestling collectibles. If you're a collector, we got what you need. Remember the name, firstrow.ca, Canada's online collectible store.
Have you any idea of the value of the instruments you've broken?
In actual equipment smashed and useless, I would say probably at least 6,000 quid.
You know? Now, why basically do you do this? Is it just to build excitement?
Well, when we first started, we were looking for ideas which were big musically and visually, and eventually we just started to smash it, and it went down so well that we've been doing it ever since.
You're listening to CJUM FM 101.5, broadcasting at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba. Remember, no matter what your mother told you, smashing things is good.
Street. Jazz for Sunday nights.
We'll be right back. All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 52nd Street, Winnipeg's home of classic jazz. My name's Jay. For the next hour, I'll be your host right here on 101.5 UMFM. Just a kind of a good straight-ahead jazz show tonight. We're not really going with a really intricate theme or anything. We're just playing some good, solid jazz. And we started off with one of the great albums of 1959, and we've talked about that in the past, of course, that 1959 saw the launch of a number of albums that have become classics in jazz and changed, in some ways, the face of jazz. And that was one of them. Charles Mingus. And the title track, the lead track. So when you put the needle down on the vinyl in 1959, that was the first song that you would have heard. But I describe that, right? Like it's jazz, it's gospel, it's blues, it's soul, it's early soul, and it's all packed together, right, and in that great way. And the way that it's both a prayer and a celebration and an improvisational commune and all of the things that come with Charles Mingus and those incredible arrangements, those layered arrangements. Coming up next, we're going to hear two tracks from Rob. We're going to hear from Paul Chambers and a really interesting version of You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, because his bass playing is absolutely spectacular. But before we get there, a live recording of the Cannonball Adderley Quartet in Chicago from 1957. Cannonball Adderley with Limehouse Blues right here on 52nd Street. Thank you. Interesting tracks. Turner, we start off with Cannonball Adderley, a live recording. John Coltrane actually was on tenor sax on that one. And Limehouse Blues, a live recording from Chicago, 1957. And after that, Paul Chambers, You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Hank Jones on piano, and Art Taylor on drums. Rounding out that hornless quartet. There you go. A little bit of a rhythm section piece. And you know, Paul Chambers, like... That guy's just, you know, there's always the question, who's the best bass player in the history of jazz? Is it Paul Chambers? Probably. Is it Ron Carter? Maybe. Are there others? There absolutely are some great players now as well. So either way, I mean, he's someone who has an indelible impression on jazz and on the history of jazz. Not only recordings like that that showcase his talent, but as a backup player and part of the quartet for so many of the important albums in the history of jazz. Coming up next, we're going to go to another recording from 1957. Seems to be our year this year. Sonny Rollins recorded an album called Way Out West, and he plays some fun stuff like Wagon Wheels and Way Out West and I'm an Old Cowhand. But somewhere in the middle, he drops in a song called Come Gone. And if you bought the original vinyl, there's a 7-minute version of it. When it was reissued, they played the alternative version, and we're going to play the alternative tonight. It's spectacular, and just... I'm not going to say too much, but I'll say this. Listen to the first minute. Listen to the way he comes in, the sound, the tone, the ideas, the way he flows, the way his credenza approaches the song, and see what you think. So from 1957, from the album Way Out West, here's Sonny Rollins with Come Gone. Thank you. What did you think of that from way out west? Sonny Rollins with Come Gone. And just love the way he took control of that song right from note one and kind of drove it all the way through. The alternate take of Come Gone from the album Way Out West. All right, we're going to play two songs in a row for you now, and then we're going to come back and just do one more song. Only three songs left tonight. So here we go. We're going to start off with Red Garland, the great piano player, leading a group of his own. It's just a trio. And his version of a song called Please Send Me Someone to Love. And then I'm going to slow down a little bit further with Clifford Brown, again from 1957, and his tribute to the late, great Clifford Brown called I Remember Clifford, Lee Morgan, I should say. We'll be coming up with I Remember Clifford. Before that, though, let's hear from Please Send Me Someone to Love, Red Garland. Thank you.
Thank you.
Two beautiful songs in a row. We started off with Red Garland and Please Send Me Someone to Love. And then after that, Lee Morgan and I Remember Clifford. His song that he wrote for Clifford Brown, his friend who, of course, died far too young at the age of 26 in a traffic accident in New York's East Side. Coming up next, we're going to finish off tonight's show with a singer and piano player who... I've never met anyone that doesn't love her. The great Nina Simone. She starts, of course, as a piano prodigy and ends up at sort of Juilliard and then starts singing, and people love her singing, which is approached with the same level of musicality and taste and sophistication as her piano playing. But I think too many people overlook the piano playing because of the singing. We're going to do a song that's just a beautiful, moving sort of song from her. It's the title track off of the album Wild Is the Wind. So until next week, next Sunday night at 8, this is Jay saying take it easy. Don't forget to support your local jazz scene. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week. And here now, Nina Simone and Wild Is the Wind.
Of the wind and water. touch me. I, the sound of mandolin. You kiss me, and with your kiss, my spring to me.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will employ an intersectional anti-racist lens to support the racialized community as they exercise their human rights.
I will refuse to be silenced, and I will help others raise their voices against hate.
I will listen, learn, speak up, and take actions.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Hey, this is Mike Doty, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM in Winnipeg. And rock and roll and grooviness and beautiful things are going to happen. I promise.
Hey, this is Olivia. You're listening to Nightlight on 101.5 UMFM. Warning, the program you are listening